Okay. So along the line of public health nursing students and clinicals out in community-based practices, the Health Ambassadors Club is an after-school initiative to build partnerships with an inner-city school, school-based health center, and a college of nursing. We have no financial relationships to disclose. So this slide introduces the problem addressed by this program. Nationally, obesity rates among youth have increased greatly over the years, moving from 5% in 1980 to 21% in 2012. The purpose of this program was for public health nursing students to address the problem by building on an existing relationship with a school-based health center to create a sustainable after-school program, partner with school staff and students, and identify community resources to address the issue. This public health nursing learning experience exemplifies an academic community-based practice partnership. The course objectives for this clinical experience are based on the 8 domains of the Quad Council competencies for generalist public health nurses that are listed here. The next two slides outline the 8 clinical objectives of the course that align with the Quad Council objectives. The first 4 are here, interprofessionalism, which we're hearing about in several of the presentations, evidence-based practice across the lifespan, communicable disease prevention, consideration of the social determinants of health, the impact of government and public policy, advocacy skills, focusing on the needs of specific populations, and the demonstration of professional behavior. The clinical framework for this student clinical followed a public health nursing process and involved engagement and collaboration with an academic practice partnership in a community-based setting. And that practice setting was the Rush School-Based Health Center at Richard T. Crane Medical Preparatory School. It's a school-based health center where comprehensive health care and education is delivered to students. This academic practice partnership between Rush University College of Nursing and Chicago Public Schools has existed for over 15 years. A school-based health center serves as clinical training site for Rush interprofessional students, and it provided the gateway for the development of this program. So pulling some data from the students seen in the school-based health center, here are some demographics depicting the prevalence of overweight and obese students served by the health center, with some comparison data from national rates. It's this compelling data that demonstrates the need for the program. Maura will now tell us a little bit about how the program ran.
So now that we have a general overview, we're going to discuss Richard T. Crane Medical Preparatory, or Crane. It's a high school with approximately 500 students ranging from freshman year to junior year. They have a high performance rate. The income status is 89.2% from low socioeconomic households, and they have a high minority population. The public health nursing students are enrolled in a 2-year general entries master's program, which Jessica and I both I graduated from, and Jessica will graduate from in December. Public health is a required clinical rotation, so at any time in the given academic school year, 6 to 8 public health nursing students are at Richard T. Crane Medical Preparatory. So the goals for the program, we wanted the high school students to become health leaders and promote healthy behaviors for themselves, peers, staff, and family members. The public health nursing students needed, obviously, to meet course competencies, but more importantly, for them to increase their confidence in community-engaged approaches, most specifically to foster relationships with community resources to promote sustainability. So the next 2 slides are the Gantt timeline. We started out creating goals in a form and an implementation plan. The high school students were given surveys on diet and eating behaviors, and they were also given weekly satisfaction surveys to see how the after-school program was being run. The public health nursing students conducted a focus group to discuss self-efficacy for the high school students to lead events later on in the program. Obviously, like all school programs, there was a summer break, and then the program reconvened this past September. Post-test data is not available currently. It will be administered and then analyzed this coming end of November, December. So now the pre-test surveys. The majority of the students understood the MyPlate food groups. A little over half understood the recommendations, and two-thirds understood recommendations for daily exercise. Three-fourths understood what they shouldn't eat, especially chips and pop. They understood they were getting empty calories in that area. The pre-test survey for behavior was very interesting for us to look at. A lot of the students eat fast food, which is a common occurrence, but three-fourths of the students that were surveyed were trying to lose weight. 42% tried to manage weight by cutting calories, and 42% self-identified as overweight, which is a little bit under the statistics that Sally gave you. So the program came out of a needs-based assessment administered within the Crane community. The principal and faculty members wanted the students to have an opportunity to nurture and foster leadership abilities. The principal wanted to incorporate a 4-H curriculum into an after-school program. Faculty members recognized that the student body would not be able to pay fees for a program, so they encouraged us to make it a free program as opposed to a buy-in program. We also collaborated with multiple faculty members, one specifically with Ms. Kim, who runs an after-school program, Health Occupation Students of America, or HOSA. And so we ran that program with her, which gave us a faculty buy-in, as well as a constant presence within the school. We also collaborated with the school-based health center nurse, Natalie, who gave us demographic data, as well as important data regarding health concerns within the school-based health center. So the focus of the program was for the students to elect an executive board, and then for that elected executive board to take leadership role in scheduling events and then administering the events to the entire student body. Now Jessica is going to detail in further description the rest of the program.
So community assessment and interviews with key stakeholders revealed that physical activity, nutrition, and ongoing mentorship as fundamental components of Health Ambassadors Club. Through assessment and diagnosis during 10 weeks this past spring, public health nursing students identified nutrition as the focus for the high school students. By the end of the 10 weeks, the nutritional goals for the high school students was to lead a school-wide food demonstration. The ongoing focus for this fall is physical activity with the anticipated goal of leading a school-wide power hour. This calendar provides an overview of the public health nursing group's weekly nutritional interventions this past spring. The calendar includes the number of participants, the 4-H activity, nutritional snacks, supplies, budget, and objectives for the Health Ambassador Club members. Average attendance in the spring was about 5 to 6 high school students and is currently 10 to 13 high school students this fall. Based off of stakeholder feedback, week-by-week activities incorporated 4-H curriculum, which Maura briefly mentioned. It's a program based on science, healthy living, and citizenship. Weekly prepared nutritional snacks were selected based on availability in the community and the MyPlate food groups, which, as you can see, were rotated weekly. A conservative planned weekly budget of $10 was made for supplies and nutritional snacks, and funding was provided by university-supported funding. During weeks 6 and 7, which is not reflected in the calendar, no Health Ambassador Club members attended due to an early release and midterm examinations, respectively. Public health nursing students utilized these 2 weeks to provide updates to their key stakeholders, to prepare for the school-wide event, and to reach out to community resources. By the end of the 10 weeks, Health Ambassador Club members were able to successfully lead and implement a food demonstration for over 59 of their peers and teachers. During weeks 6 and 7, results from the weekly satisfaction survey among high school students showed that 70% of Health Ambassador Club members strongly agreed that they were satisfied with club activities. A focus group with the high school students revealed that their self-efficacy levels would increase if they were able to practice their skills in front of their peers during meetings or prior to events. And in an effort to increase self-efficacy, public health nursing students provided members with knowledge on the nutritional snacks they were going to prepare, time for them to practice their meal preparation skills, and an opportunity to participate in a mock food demonstration the week prior to the school-wide event. This quote is a reflection of a male student who was a member of Health Ambassadors Club this past spring. Being able to learn how to make healthy meals, share those recipes with my family, and lead a food demonstration for my friends and teachers gives me the confidence to be in control of my own health as well as impact the people I'm most closest to. After 6 months of having public health nursing students participate in Health Ambassadors Club, 24 public health nursing students have mentored 50 high school students, and this fall, 10 mentors have been identified and partnered with those members. All of these public health nursing students have successfully met their course competencies and have expressed an increase in confidence in implementing future community-engaged approaches. This quote is a reflection of a public health nursing student this past spring. She quotes, "Working as a public health nursing student at this site has provided me the confidence to confront complex health issues, in this instance obesity, this dynamic and diverse community faces through health promotion and prevention. Our community-engaged approach has allowed us to develop valuable partnerships and provide sustainability to Health Ambassadors Club for years to come." The public health nursing students' community-engaged approach has allowed continuing support for Health Ambassadors Club and its purpose through partnerships with community resources. These community resources include EverThrive and 4-H, which have previously been mentioned, Pete's Fresh Market, a local grocery store that donated produce for the school-wide food demonstration, and Health Occupation Students of America, a school organization that has collaborated with our club for 8 joint events. In conclusion, Health Ambassadors Club is an innovative teaching and learning model that encourages healthy lifestyle behavior change, leadership opportunities, and sustainable community engagement utilizing community resources. Through Health Ambassadors Club, public health nursing students were able to meet course competencies and develop leadership skills and confidence through a community-engaged approach. Finally, we would like to thank Rush Community Services Initiative Program, Rush College of Nursing Office of Research and Scholarship, as well as the Rush Student Nursing Association for their support and funding. Thank you.